there, I'm Scarlett and I'm 9 years old. Welcome to Audio Moves, a podcast that gets you shimmying and shaking all around, made by the fun folk at Petetra Theatre. Do you ever get scared in the dark? I don't. Well, maybe a little bit sometimes. In today's episode, it's nighttime and Charlie is getting ready for bed. But in the dark, his imagination starts to run wild. Are you okay there, Charlie?
Hi there. How are you? I'm just about to go to bed. I'm wearing my favourite pyjamas, I've had my bath, I've brushed my teeth, and I'm ready for a good night's sleep. Is it late where you are? Oh, one final thing. I like to stretch before bed. Do you want to stretch with me? My cat Noodle likes to stretch too. I reach up high and stand on my tiptoes and take a big breath in. And then I fold over my legs so my hands touch the floor. You can stretch however you like. Then I roll up to standing and I circle my wrists and circle my feet. And roll my shoulders in circles too. And finally, shaking all the tension from the day out of my whole body. Wow, it's so dark. I don't know about you, but sometimes I get really scared of the dark. Are you scared of the dark?
When it's dark, my imagination runs wild. And all the nighttime sounds of the house become all different things. I can hear the whole house. It keeps me awake. Can you hear that? Oh, it sounds like a lion crawling on the roof. I know, if I make myself as big as a lion, maybe the lion will be scared of me. Can you make yourself as big as a lion? I spread my legs wide and bring my arms high above my head. What does your lion look like? My hands are like big paws with giant claws. Oh, it's still up there. I think we're going to have to roar and swipe our paws. Ready? One, two, three. Roar! I'm roaring and swiping and baring my teeth. Oh, I think it's gone. Oh. Phew, okay. Time for bed now. What's that? Ugh. It sounds like a tornado swirling through the house. Spinning and twirling. Can you spin and twirl like a tornado? Oh, it's in my room now. Oh, I'm getting swept up. My arms and legs are flailing around as I spin all around the room. Oh, it's sending me up high and swooping. Oh, how is your tornado? Oh, while I'm spinning round and round and round. Oh, I'm so dizzy. Wow, the tornado's passed. Whew, that was intense. Right, now I can finally get to bed. God, it's getting late. Ooh, what's that sound now? It sounds like an insect. Oh, it's getting louder and louder. Like the insect is growing larger and larger. It's taking up so much space. It's like it's the size of my entire room. And now it's starting to move. It's darting from left to right and up and down. It darts to the left. We need to catch it. Let's slide to the left. I'm going to slide on my bum. Ready? And slide! Ooh, now it's swooping low. Let's lie down and catch it on its way. Ready? Here it comes. Ah, missed it. Now it's high up on the ceiling. Let's jump up and try to catch it. Ready? Jump. Yes! Got it. Quick, and let's let it out of the window. All gone. Off into the night. Whoa. I'm looking out of my window, and the moonlight, it's flooding my room with a silvery glow. It's so dark outside. I can see all the stars. It's so beautiful. It almost takes my breath away. Whoa, my breath steamed up the window. I'm going to draw something on it. I think I'll add a few more stars to the sky. What are you going to draw? I press my cheek to the cool glass. I like feeling the smooth window against my body. Can you feel the cold window against your body? It's so relaxing. Ooh, the moon is so big and bright. It makes me feel so still. I think I'm just going to sit here in the moonlight and take a few deep breaths. You can join me if you like. Breathing in and out. In and out. So peaceful. You know what? I think I'm just going to sit here for a while in the moonlight.
Thanks for joining me tonight. That was quite the adventure. How did you find it? I hope you didn't get too scared. I was a little. I was really glad you were here with me. Anyway, good night!
I'm back. That was great. I love listening to the sounds of the house at night. I guess it's not so scary when you're a lion. Subscribe to this podcast so you're the first to know the moment of our next episode is released. To find out more about our school workshops, lives, shows, and other projects, sign up to our mailing list on thetetratheatre.co.uk. And remember, keep moving.